This is the part of the season we really kind of planned for, you know, three home games now. It might not be the record you want, but what about just this stretch of games starting?
It's very important stretch, obviously, and it starts this week with Green Bay. It's the only one we can play this week, but, you know, after having six of the first nine on the road, you know, it is good to get back to Ford Field and, you know, against quality opponents. It's going to be a very, very important stretch for us.
I know you like to say that the only game that matters is the next game, so I know, hold on to that one for a second.
But I don't have many other pitches.
But at 4-5 and 0-3, I mean, it's hard to say that this is just an ordinary game that doesn't mean anything past the playoffs, isn't it?
We can't control anything other than this game. It's the honest truth. It's a very important game for us, obviously. NFC North game. It's a home game. They're all important, but division games mean more. And, you know, for us as a team, you know, I think it's a lot like when we came off the Chicago loss, the road loss, came back, had Seattle at home, very tough opponent. We were able to get a win. Doing that against Green Bay would give us the same kind of boost.
Do you have a little sigh of relief to see Chris Houston back, even if he was limited?
There's no sigh of relief. You know, everybody just sort of day-to-day working through stuff. And, you know, Chris is a veteran player. But, you know, get him back would certainly help us.
You cleaned up the coverage units, but you need some more production from your punter.
You know, it's a combination of, you know, putting punt location, but also hang time and limiting returns. And it's all about net average. We really don't worry too much about gross average. It's all about net. And if our locations are good and we're covering well, then our net will be fine. And that's the most important thing.
Calvin says with the attention that he receives, it should be easy for other guys to have 100-yard receiving games. Do you kind of agree with his assessment?
Well, if everybody could have 100, say that's we got about 900 yards receiving.
Mostly in the second half.
Yeah. He certainly gets a lot of attention, and you know, when we're operating at our best on offense, a lot of guys are getting the ball, a lot of guys are making plays.
How many plays do you script to start a game?
I don't really want to talk about that.
Scripts that you've had to start games? I mean, is that part of the reason why you guys have started slow at all?
No.
What do you... I
think that's sort of proprietary. I mean, that's game plan, that's stuff like that. So we're trying our very best in all four quarters.
Have you thought at any time this year that trying to get the running game going with the three-tackle package, doing that kind of stuff, which obviously you have to do some of to be efficient, do you feel like that you've lost maybe some of the identity an offense that you had maybe last year with, you know, I know you didn't want Stafford to throw 700 passes this year, but.
We'll throw as many as it takes to win the game. You know, and I think that no matter how we play it, if we're putting the ball in the end zone, then we're doing the right thing. Take each week as it comes. Against Jacksonville, we ran it across three times. 21 points is 21 points in the first half, and we'll take it however it comes. So, we don't look at it that way. We don't look at it of a ratio or how many times or anything else. I mean, we're just going to try to do whatever we can to score. And when we move the ball and score, good in the red zone, good on third down, we're successful as an offense.
Is too much being made of those slow starts?
We got to play better all three phases and straight across the game. I mean, you know, last week we came out moving the ball, stalled at midfield. Their offense got the ball and they scored a touchdown. So that wasn't a very good start for us. You know, we've had some other games where, you know, we've taken the opening drive down and scored and things like that. We're always trying to do the same thing, but it's a 60-minute game. We won a couple games on the last play of the game. Take those. Had a game like Jacksonville where we put it away before then. Take those too. Do your best over 60 minutes.
Couple more for Coach.
He just talked about Green Bay's ability to get to the quarterback.
Running the same scheme they did last year. They have around the same number of sacks at this point in the season that they had all of last year. So it's made a big difference for them, and they're a big play defense. They've always been a good interception team. but they've added, they've gotten back to sacking the quarterback. A lot of that has been Clay Matthews. But sacks and tackles for losses, you know, they run a 3-4 Pittsburgh-style zone blitz type scheme, and they rely on making negative plays or creating negative plays. And our offense's ability to stay away from those, stay away from sacks, stay away from tackles for losses, interceptions, will be a big key to this game.
They also, I think they're tied for second fewest turnovers in the league. Besides Rodgers, what is it? Why are they so efficient with the ball?
That's probably the number one key there. 25 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, pretty good ratio, good decisions, and then also ball secure wide receivers and running backs. They've done a good job of as many times as they've thrown it and things like that of not allowing ball to get loose from them. We talked a little bit before about them creating turnovers and stuff like that, and our ability on defense to be able to get some will go a long way to helping us in this game. You don't get very many of them, but if we can, it would go a long way to helping us.
Thank you.